Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today, we're going to talk a little bit further on a few podcasts I had last year, and I got a really great feedback on the visionaries. As you know, I wrote the book, The Visionary Brand, and I talked about the visionary leaders who were leading these brands. So I thought it would be really interesting, and it's also a part of my next book called The Visionary Leader, to talk a little bit further and more in depth on who these visionary leaders are. And what I found interesting as I did my research and looking through not only current what we would classify visionary leaders, but those from generations ago. And what were their accomplishments and how do they contribute to our society today? So this is part of my new book that I'll be releasing this year, which is The Visionary Leader. And the first one this year, having the new year here in 2024, I'd like to talk about is Alexander the Great. Now, I'm sure a lot of you have heard the name Alexander Great, but how much do you really know about this infamous, this unbelievable military leader? And I thought first we would start with a quote from Alexander. He's got many of these quotes. And there is nothing impossible to him who will try. I thought, what a great quote from Alexander the Great. And he's had many of them. If you just look up the quotes from Alexander the Great, they're phenomenal quotes. And so just to give you a little bit of a quick snapshot on who Alexander the Great is, and this I found interesting because you just think of Alexander the Great as the conqueror and one that we don't really have a lot of details on. And you'll see here in a minute that he died very young. And he was the son of King Philip II. And what I found interesting is he was classically educated under the tutelage and philosopher Aristotle, who happens to be another visionary leader that we'll talk about in the Visionary Leader book. And his father was actually assassinated. And what he set out to do as he ascended to the throne was to fulfill his father's dream of uniting the Greek city-states and expanding their influence eastward. And Alexander the Great is one of the most successful military commanders in history. And when I tell you when he actually passed away after these accomplishments, you'll probably, unless it's the truth, wouldn't have believed it. Now, he's best known for creating one of the largest empires in the ancient world through a series of military campaigns that he led, covering a massive territory, stretching from Greece to Egypt. You look at that on the map, and that's a massive territory, and India as well. So if you just look on the map and look at the territory that he conquered, it's phenomenal what Alexander the Great did. And despite his achievements, these remarkable achievements over the years, his reign was really short-lived. I mean, he lived until he was 32, rather. And the circumstances behind his death, a little bit like Bruce Lee, I always hear with how Bruce Lee had passed away. And there were some unclear circumstances. They don't know if it was an illness or if it was a poisoning. So that's still to be determined, I guess, on Alexander the Great's death. But nonetheless, he died in Babylon at the age of 32. 32. Think about that for a minute. Some of the accomplishments of our great visionary leaders today certainly don't happen before 32. If they do, they're very rare or maybe very short-lived. But what he conquered was he had this burning passion, this desire, which is required for all successful people to have, and a plan, the desire and a plan. And what I love about Alexander the Great is all of his characteristics, his traits, are all things that can carry over to great business leaders today through your company, how you lead your company, how you lead your people. And I thought it was great as we go through these areas that make Alexander the Great a visionary. And after his death, his empire was actually divided among his generals, but his legacy has endured not only with current military leaders, but also business leaders embracing his strategies and tactics as well through leadership and military accomplishments. So in summary, I would say that, you know, Alexander the Great, the ancient, he's a Macedonian king and a conqueror, but a conqueror that made a difference. You know, there's quite a bit of difference between some of these leaders that conquer and those that actually conquer for a purpose to make people's lives better. So he's considered a visionary leader due to his extraordinary accomplishments and achievements and his impact on the ancient world that applies to our culture today. So what I would like to do, just take a, you know, some characteristics and how you can apply those to your leadership and how to make your company, people, brand, product better, and how Alexander the Great accomplished this. So the first is you have to have ambition and vision. So how it applies to Alexander was he had a great ambition from a very early age. His father was assassinated, but his father had given him a vision that he wanted to accomplish. So his vision extended beyond the borders of Macedonia. That's where he grew up. And he aspired to create a vast, huge empire that would unite different cultures and people. And I mentioned different cultures and people because there's a couple things here that are different with Alexander. He uses the word unite and culture. In the world we live in today, I think that's really important to look at, different cultures and people and uniting them. That was really his goal. That's a beautiful vision for anybody and any leader. So he had a desire for conquest and expansion, but he had a visionary mindset to accomplish what he wanted to achieve. So ambition and vision is the first priority that Alexander had in his life, and any leader in any business should have both ambition and vision for a better purpose for your company, people, product, whatever it may be, or service. The second Alexander had was really he had a military genius mindset as well. So Alexander was a brilliant strategist in the military. And he was really what you call a tactician. So there's really these beautiful little details that Alexander had when he was conquering these countries. His innovative tactics, such as the use of the phalanx, so it's really a gathering of their military troops together with united combined arms. So you look at, I don't know if you probably may have seen the movie 300 or whatever it may be, but when the 300 put their shields above them, but they were collectively together, almost like a little bit of an armadillo concept. This was something that Alexander had started and something that a lot of the military tacticians still deploy today in a different type of method, obviously, but it was really something that was brilliant and allowed them to conquer not only countries, but when they were outnumbered significantly. This played a crucial role in his success on the battlefield. So his ability to adapt also to different terrains and circumstances really showcased what he had for a strategic vision. And how I apply this military genius that Alexander had to what we go through today, and obviously the best case is COVID. You know, that's a different terrain. It's something we've never been through before. But your ability to adapt strategically and stay true to your vision is where you'll find success. And that's really where Alexander found it. He was a brilliant military strategist and tactician. And he showed this through the battles that he had gone through. So he had this strategic vision. So ambition and vision, military genius. And third is, which I think is probably the most important when you combine all these three together, is he always led from the front. He didn't stand up on the hill watching his troops march down and conquer a city. Alexander led from the front. He was placing himself in harm's way, leading from the front. And what does that do if you look at the application of leaders today? Leading from the front means taking care of your employees, making sure that they understand that a foundational vision that you have for your company is going to stand through good times and bad. Now, you can certainly pivot, but you always have to have your vision anchored. So when you look at Alexander, he led his armies from the front line, placing himself in the action, leading from the front. And that's really what you want to see from your visionary leaders in your company and your brand. So his personal, I'll say personal courage, and his willingness to share the risk with his soldiers earned him their loyalty and admiration, contributing to the what I call cohesion of his military forces. So when you look at your company, what works better, you trying to execute your vision by yourself or through your team? I know it seems like a simple question, but it's actually a really hard thing to answer, because you may have leaders with no humility. They may be smart. They may be trying to do all the things themselves. They don't delegate properly. So leading from the front is very important, and delegating is key to that success. So you want to make sure that whatever you're doing, that you're leading from the front, and you're always taking care of your employees. So that's a key piece in order for you to be successful long-term, is leading from the front. So the fourth one is inspiring leadership. Nobody wants a downer. So when you look at Alexander, he possessed the ability to inspire his troops with a sense of purpose and loyalty. He was loyal to them. They were loyal to him. So his charisma, his speeches, his personal example of motivating soldiers to endure these long campaigns and face these forces that in many times outnumbered them. So that's why he had to have these key strategies and tactics in order to be successful. So when you're looking at your leadership, leading from the front, do you inspire your team through the good times and through the bad times, making sure that you're looking out for your employees, inspiring them to execute the vision that you've set for the company? That's a key piece of success with any brand and any company, inspiring leadership. Not just leadership, inspiring leadership. And the next one is cultural integration. And one of Alexander's vision was to create a unified empire. And I say unified, and what I love about Alexander, this is part of his vision, was to unify, not to tear apart the empire that he created. So he wanted to surpass cultural and ethical differences. You know, he encouraged the integration at the time of Persian and Macedonia cultures, you know, blending customs and traditions, you know, creating a sense of unity among diverse people. What a beautiful vision for a leader, very much like Gandhi. So when you look at Alexander, it goes beyond his military accomplishments. And that's what I want you to see with Alexander, is that what was his vision? What was his passion? What was he looking to achieve by conquering these countries? It was to bringing through a unified group of people and cultures. That's a beautiful vision for any leader to look at. So cultural integration, you know, one of Alexander's visions, again, was to create this unified empire. When you look at your company, it's creating this unified company, different cultures, people, understand everybody's different. You know, again, Apple had that, and it was one where Steve recognized that people are different, you know, think different. And that's really what he embraced with Apple. And then the next one is, it really deals with the infrastructure. So knowing that he had conquered these countries, he also knew that there would be a lot of damage inflicted. So you want to make sure that you're able to build an urban planning and infrastructure. Interesting, back in the day, when you think generations ago, when you say urban planning and infrastructure, you think of caterpillars and John Deere tractors and building walls and building buildings and steel and everything that we have today and the modern conveniences of today. But Alexander probably was one of the first to implement an innovative urban planning and infrastructure projects in cities that he founded, such as Alexandria in Egypt. So these cities became centers of culture, commerce, and learning, reflecting his forward-looking vision for a united empire. So again, when you look at building your company, look at the infrastructure of the company. We have with Liquid Mind, very fast-growing small, mid, and large-cap companies. They don't necessarily know what to do with their infrastructure as they continue to grow and scale. Alexander had a plan before he conquered the empire as to what he was going to do in order to unify that empire. And understanding that there was going to be diverse cultures, but he wanted people to have a unified culture, learning, reflecting his vision of what he wanted to see with the empire, making people better, not worse, as a result of building the empire. And the next is curiosity and learning. Alexander was constantly learning, and he was constantly curious. So what that makes him is very much a visionary like Thomas Edison or an Albert Einstein. He was always curious, and he always wanted to learn. Because how can you have a vision for what you want to do and how to execute it, and you're going to do it through others, but you have to have the knowledge and able to set the plan? So Alexander had a deep curiosity. I say deep because he really had curious about the world. And he had a great love for learning. And what I love about this one is learning. I put curiosity and learning in there because he not only had a curiosity, but he wanted to learn to be better so he could help others. He surrounded himself with scholars and intellectuals of the time, his version of what I call the mastermind concept through Think and Grow Rich. If you haven't read that book, I highly recommend Think and Grow Rich. It really gives you insight into a lot of things that went into Alexander's leadership. So when you look at that concept and his conquest, they facilitated knowledge exchange among different civilizations at the time. His appreciation for diverse cultures contributed to more inclusive vision for his empire. So curiosity and learning. Then there was strategic diplomacy, which we need with our politicians today. You know, get along with one another and be strategic about what you're looking to achieve for our country. So while he was known for his military conquest, Alexander also deployed strategic diplomacy to solidify his rule. So he knew that he needed to have some diplomacy, but he also needed to be a ruler over the empire to make sure that this vision of diplomacy, this vision of unifying cultures, this vision of a learning process that everybody can benefit from. So he incorporated local leaders into his administration, promoting collaboration and cooperation. Wouldn't that be nice with our leaders today in the political world if they had some of this vision that Alexander had at the time? And then he also had a vision for exploration, which is also a beautiful thing with Alexander. He had time to just travel. He wanted to explore the unknown and reach the ends of the known world. He just wanted to know what was out there, what could be different. Now look at all that he accomplished in the short period of time he was roaming the earth, 32 years, and he accomplished all of this visionary mindset. So it showed clearly Alexander's journey to the easternmost regions of Asia, his journey to explore the world. So he had a very visionary spirit, mind, spirit. And his journey for discovery expanded to geographical knowledge and cultural exchange among these countries. It had nothing to do with what he was pulling together as an empire. He just wanted to know what other cultures had in common or didn't have in common. And he left a legacy of civilization. You know, although his empire didn't last long after his death, Alexander's vision for a lasting legacy, the spread of civilization, which was a blending of Greek and local cultures, influenced art, influenced philosophy, and governance in centuries that followed. So what a great life of 32 years Alexander the Great lived. I just thought it was fascinating all that Alexander, I read the book on Alexander the Great and found it to be a very inspirational book. So if you look at all in the short 32 years Alexander lived on our earth, ambition and vision, military genius, always lead from the front, inspire leadership, cultural integration, urban planning and infrastructure, curiosity and learning, strategic diplomacy, vision for exploration, a legacy of civilization. So in summary, I would say, you know, Alexander the Great's visionary characteristics include ambition, military genius, leading from the front, inspiring leadership, cultural integration, urban planning, curiosity and learning, strategic diplomacy, a vision for exploration, and a lasting legacy of civilization. You know, his impact on the ancient world and his ability to envision a united and culturally diverse empire contributed to his recognition as a true visionary leader that can be applied and is being applied through military leaders today, but more importantly, through our business leaders, wherever they can look at someone like an Alexander the Great and how he accomplished and what he did in such a short period of time would be beneficial to any brand leader. So again, I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, but enjoy your journey along the way. And thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And also wanted to mention, in addition to the new book I'm writing, the Visionary Brand, thank you for those that purchased the Visionary Brand book. It made it a bestseller. Also had won the recent award at the Reader's Favorite for Favorite Marketing Genre Business Book. Thank you for that as well. With that, though, we're releasing the new Visionary Brand Master Course. We just released this, and we've had several, both mid and large cap leaders, executive leaders of companies over 1,800 strong now, to have taken the course over a six-week period. So with the book's release, we're going to release the Visionary Brand Master Course, which we released in December. And the Master Course is at thevisionaryfiles.com for those of you who are interested. It includes a Master Course with 18 video learning segments, almost 2 hours of video production that we completed for the Visionary Brand, and we wanted to make it special for those that purchased the course and for those that want to get the most out of the Visionary Brand. So over the past 5 weeks, we've had over, again, about 1,800 executive leaders from mid, large cap, also entrepreneurs that have signed up for the course and actually given us great feedback on the course and how they've applied it already to what they do on their day-to-day. So I would say, you know, if you can unleash your potential as a brand leader and take the Master Course. Also, for those who are interested, I'd mentioned I also oversee Liquid Mind. I've got a great team behind me on a global brand strategy firm. If you want to take a look at what we do, it's Liquid, LiquidMindSite.com. And you can also reach out to me as well. If you got any feedback, any guests you would like us to bring on to the Visionary Chronicles, happy to listen here. You can get a hold of me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com. Also at Facebook, Brian Smeltzer 33. And then also with X, at Brian Smeltzer, or LinkedIn profile, Brian Smeltzer. So again, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it with the Visionary Chronicles. I know your time is precious. Hopefully you find the information here useful. If so, please sign up, subscribe, pass on the Visionary Chronicles to those that may want to listen to what we're doing. And again, thank you and have a great day. And we'll follow up again on the next Visionary Chronicles podcast.